Jen Shaw.
And I'm Kate O'Reilly. And you're listening to XOXO.
JK.
A show about good stuff, real stuff, funny stuff, all the stuff that happened this week.
Oh my God, so much stuff.
It's so much stuff.
You had a busy week.
I did. I had two weddings. I had a two Saturdays in a row weddings.
Love is in the air.
It is in the air. Well, and it was gorgeous. So it rained the week before last, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then the skies opened up Saturday morning. It was gorgeous, cool, sunny, warm in the afternoon. The ceremony was outside.
Ah, I love that.
It was so nice. And then, and that was a great crew, like my old school friends.
Yeah.
And then.
Where was it at?
It was at Uppercut Boxing Gym.
That's right. I love
Super
that.
Super fun venue. Like it just sets the tone, you know?
I'm going to have to get married there, I think.
Yeah, I think that would be a good one. I'll plan everything.
Yes!
And then this last one last night was also in Northeast, which was just lucky, at Elsie's.
God damn, that's cool.
It was. It was fun. And both good crews. So last weekend was kind of my crew and this weekend was sort of Kyle's crew.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice too. And we actually swung into the Fall Fine Arts Show, which Northeast Minneapolis Arts Association puts on. Unbelievable show.
So cool.
It was on... It's open gallery hours then. Like they have like an opening night and then they have the show up for the whole week. And it's in that new Chow Girls at Solar Art Space.
Yep.
That space is so beautiful, so big. Have your wedding there, please.
Because I'm going to have a lot of weddings. I think.
Well, I would plan them all and I would attend too.
Well, if I can find someone to get married to, I will definitely do that.
Super.
That's the only,
I just feel like sometimes
it's
so nice to have like all that space because sometimes it's like you're pushing the limits of how many people can actually get around.
Mm-hmm.
And I get like venues want to be able to have more people. They make more money. But sometimes that crowded feeling is just too intense for even like an hour.
I went to a wedding at like a couple years ago at CP. What is it? No. The Polish... What is it?
P&A Hall?
Yeah, thank you. I get it confused with the one in St. Paul. P&A Hall, the one right above East Street, Northeast.
Yep.
What is it? Northeast Social. That's what I mean. And they had so many people packed in there. Like they had rows of tables. Like it was like just kind of banquet style.
Mm-hmm.
But you could barely move once everybody sat down to eat because... There's too many people.
Yeah.
So, and then you had to move the tables to do the dance part.
Oh, okay.
And like the whole thing. And
stop doing that.
Yeah.
Can we just stop doing it? It just like, you would need to have enough room at least for a dance floor.
Well, when I get married, all my bridesmaids are going to, we're going to do like a sailor theme.
I look really good in sailor.
So you guys are going to have like a sailor cap.
And then can I have like the suicide roll?
Yeah, and then I'm going to have a captain hat.
Jen Shaw, that's exhilarating.
And then for pictures, we'll just have like a backdrop, you know, like when you're on a cruise and you have to, it's like the fancy dinner night.
Cute.
And like the stairwell is behind you.
And like you'll have like a photo booth with like the ship in the sunset and then like buoys as the props.
Yep,
and
everybody gets a temporary like Sailor Jerry tattoo for the...
Or just have a tattoo artist.
Yeah, not that I've thought about it at all.
And then what, you wear like white?
Yeah, and then like a big sailor, like a, oh no, I'd have like a captain outfit, I think.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
And then you guys would be my mates.
Navy blue and white stripes.
Bridesmaids. Oh!
Bridesmaids! Stop it so hard! And then... I love it. I love where we got. Oh, how fast we got there too.
That's hilarious.
Oh, good times.
That's hilarious.
So I think it's just more about, you know, like two weekends in a row where your Saturday night is just that
already and planned like, for you.
I really love attending weddings.
It
never gets old for me, especially now that I've, you know, like learned how to be, you have to be a little strategic, don't you?
Yes.
Like where you sit and like putting your purse down in a spot quickly and then finding your spot and getting drinks as soon as you can. Oh my gosh, the new trend that I love so much, and I may have already said this, is booze at the ceremony. Have you had this happen yet?
No.
New trend. So they're handing you, like a server will be at the front when you walk in, you have depending to do a on shot where it is. In. Well, nobody gets, I mean, I have really not attended a church wedding in a mm-hmm. long time. So it's like we went to a wedding last fall that was like garden. It was like in a garden in Stillwater. And yeah. there was like a server at where you sit down, where the ushers take you down and hand your programs. And he had a tray of champagne.
Cute.
I was just like, this is the best trend ever.
This is the best.
Because then it just sets the tone. Everyone's in a little bit better mood. And you start that earlier yeah. rather than people waiting in line at a bar.
Right.
Because it's all, it's your Saturday night, it's no true. Matter whose day yep. it is. So anyway.
My cousin got married a couple years ago. She's from, grew up in Orange County, California. And they did their wedding in Milwaukee. So it was like this, I think it was like the most upscale wedding I've ever been to in Milwaukee. Because Milwaukee, it's basically like, hey, just get a keg and let's do this, you know. And they had a signature, they had an ice sculpture for their wedding.
Wow.
And they had a signature drink.
Aww, so that's
you,
fun.
Like in the ice sculpture, like you poured, yeah, it fancy. You poured it through the ice sculpture to get your signature drink.
To cool it off?
Yeah. Like whoa. It like went through and it was, and I was like, of course you have a signature drink. Like who thinks of that? Like my signature drink would be like whiskey.
Right.
That's it.
Just whiskey low balls.
Yeah. Take a, what is it? What is it called when it's like
finger.
A finger? Just everyone get some. Great. Let's do this.
One or two fingers.
Hers was like some like fruity thing that was pink and like, I don't know.
Named perfectly.
Yes. And yeah. I think they had a hashtag. I was like, oh, okay.
And you had two weddings coming up too, right?
Yeah. I have one next weekend. Couple comedians getting married, so that'll aww. Be cute. Zach Coulter and Mariel Widener. And then the end of the month, October 24th, is Hannah Wideven and Josh Kaplan, who are from our gym.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited about that. Yeah. And theirs is at the Minneapolis Central Library, so I feel like it's going to be just gorgeous and beautiful.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never been to a wedding there, so I bet it's a cool space. Either.
It is. I've taken some photographs there, but I've never been in the event space. Cool.
Where is the event space there? Is it just in the middle of the books?
It like, must be on one of the floors.
Yeah. If you're like, I'd like to see what's happening over in personal growth.
You can just browse the books.
Yeah. You're like, I'm having a situation. I need to go research.
That's actually not a bad idea. I think there could be another activity always at a wedding.
Yeah. Like... drinking and dancing.
Right. But if those aren't your things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
I like weddings. I like going to weddings. I don't like going to weddings necessarily by myself. In these two weddings, I'll be out by myself. So
that's really tricky.
Yeah. And I get it, but you know, I'm not in a relationship with anybody exclusively, but, I don't know. It's just, there's something about it. Like I texted a couple friends and I was like, hey, are you going to this wedding? Cause I was like, let's go together. Like not together, yeah. but like together. Cause like the last thing I want to do is like walk up to this wedding this weekend, which is at my friend's parents' house in Hudson by myself and just be sitting in the wedding, you know, like for the ceremony, like by myself. And then there's other people I know that are going.
Yeah, but it's timing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you show up, even if I show up with my boyfriend,
I feel about it.
Like I want to sit with someone during the ceremony.
That, and especially because it's not like your closest friend where you know everybody there. Then I wouldn't feel weird about it at all, but you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see. I don't have any presents purchased yet or anything yet. You know, you have a year to do that. Back in my younger years and when I was well-versed, and by well-versed, I mean not versed at all, on wedding etiquette, I used to write advice column for theknot.com. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And so I learned that's one thing I took away was that you actually have a year to send a gift to somebody for a wedding. So I never bring a gift to weddings now. I just always like order it after the fact and have it sent to them. And
well, that's a nice trend that's finally caught on here is that people don't bring gifts to the wedding anymore.
I know, like when you have to like carry all that stuff out, like,
awful. No. So you send it, you bring a card with a bunch of cash.
Send a gift. Yeah.
Yep.
After the fact.
Smart. Well, I'm glad to have like us this Sunday afternoon after we're done recording.
Yeah.
To do kind of nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. It'll be nice.
I know. Just to recoup from your wedding weekend extravaganza.
Yeah. And I, you know, I want to get up to our first topic. We didn't do a little catch up overcast of what we're going to talk about today. So we're going to talk about dating and dating more than one person at once specifically. And we're going to talk about weight loss, which is especially as we head into like fall and mm-hmm. especially when the cold weather, we tend to pack on pounds. I tend to pack on pounds or sit more, which can lead to that. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to do tweets of the week.
Tweets of the week.
But so we sat down today when you arrived and just started talking immediately about your dating life. Because I met someone you're seeing last weekend. And we had a great time. And he lives out of town, so it's long distance, sort of.
Yeah.
Not super far away.
Yeah.
But you were saying that you felt really, that you maybe didn't have an internal conflict about dating more than one person, mm-hmm. but you had an external conflict about like telling people about it because you weren't sure how it'd be perceived.
Yeah. That's a really good way to summarize it. Because I think... Okay, there's a couple things at play here. And of course, I had a therapist appointment last week where we were talking about this. And I was like, I feel so weird because like right now at this point in my life, like it's kind of like the first time, like the last year basically has been this like transformational year in more ways than one, but also just like how I feel about myself, which I think then leads into this dating thing and like feeling good about yourself. And like, I want to be in a relationship in theory. I really want to be in a relationship. Like, I want to have a partner and, like, do life together and all of that. But I'm just having such a great time. Like, experiencing things with lots of different people. And by lots, I mean, like, a handful. And who cares? Even if it was lots and lots of people. That it's hard to think about not doing that. And a lot of that probably has to do with the fact that, one, there's all these things are relatively new. So like as far as how invested you are in a person or like, you know, how they fit into your life or there's, you know, all these like extenuating circumstances. Yeah. And then I also have my own life of things that happen, you know, and like things that I do that is like one person hasn't sort of like come and like knock me off my feet yet, basically. Not that I think somebody would do that, but like... You know, I think we've talked about before, like how you have all these buckets to fill and like some people fill certain buckets and other people fill other buckets. But I haven't yet come across somebody who has a little bit in all of the buckets.
Yep.
Like that's the thing.
Well, and when you started out on this journey, like versus now, if we were to like just have some sort of tool to put you side by side with yourself.
Right.
It's fair to say that you would have different...
Oh my God.
Right?
Like I was completely thinking about different. This. Oh yeah.
Like self-worth.
Oh my God. I was talking to somebody last night. Oh, our friend Sally Franson. I was talking to her last night and we were talking about this and I said, you know, like there's this one guy that I dated a couple years ago and we've kind of kept in touch over the years or whatever. But like when we dated briefly, like I had real expectations about how this is gonna go. I was like, you need to call me and give me at least 3 days advance notice when you want to make plans with me. And like, if you don't do that, you're not respecting me as a person. Like, it was just this like. Right. Now I'm like, if I want to hang out with somebody, I'll just go hang out with them. If I don't or I'm busy, then I just don't. Like, it's not I like no expectations, and it's not this. And it's not the no expectations. Like, you can treat me like shit, and that's okay. It's like, well, this isn't. We're just having a good time. Like, no expectations. Like, I don't expect you to like show up at my family's house for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is such a mistake on the part of both sexes to like expect anything. And it's not about lowering your standards.
Right.
It's just about being realistic with how people's lives actually work.
Right.
And you've done a lot of work in that respect in the last couple of years. Like, you've completely changed your priorities on like, okay, this is what I do. I go to the gym. I make sure I'm well.
Yeah.
And then everything else follows that.
Yeah.
And that was not the case 2 years ago. And so that, and it's a super big sign of maturity to admit that and admit that that's how you work now. And it, and also accept that it hasn't lowered your standards.
Yeah.
You still aren't going to be treated like crap.
No.
The truth is sometimes you like to say, hey, you know, I thought I wanted Sunday night alone, but I really would like to just hang out with somebody. Do you want to hang out with me? that's sort of like,
and like, you know how like you'd always have like the things in your head like, oh, I can't text him. Like I texted him last and like, I can't do that. Cause like, he's going to think and blah, blah. It's like, look, it's the same thing. Like the way you treat your friends. If you want to tell your friend something, just tell your friend something. Like I would never think, have like triple thought about texting you. Cause you're my friend. And like, I just want to tell you something or like something hilarious or random or whatever.
Yeah.
I will just do that. And like, that's how I treat this too. It's like, if I just want to say something to you, I'm just going to say it. So and smart. How you choose to react to it. Like that's your deal.
Yeah. Like, it's not, such a big part about like just being honest and showing who you are right away.
Yes. And like, I, even with the guy that you met last week, you know, we've talked about that too. And I was like, you know what? No expectations. Like it just is what it is and we'll see what happens. And like, there's nothing, you know, I mean, we met earlier this summer, we dated other people and we've talked about that, but like, then I don't know. And it feels good to just not have to put a label on it necessarily.
Yeah. That's great.
I don't know.
And the idea that you could just meet yourself where you are is also great.
Yeah.
Like I set out to do this thing. I'm going to do it. Well, it's like putting, you know, a round peg in a square hole. You're like, but this is just what I'm doing right now. If you're happy, continue to do it. Like that's how your life might look.
And I'm not trying to be like sneaky about it. Like I'm not trying to hurt anybody or like,
yeah. But well, we talked a little bit about that, like being, you know, the societal expectations of, you know, of like dating more than one person at once. And like, people finding out about that.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't even have to be a thing.
Well, and I do feel kind of, I think like as a female, you know, it's sort of this ingrained thing where, you know, you aren't necessarily supposed to like be able to play the field. And I think it's changed a lot over time, but internally, like I still have that. Whatever, if it's, I don't know if it's Catholic guilt or if it's just whatever it is, like I have some like internal struggle about that because it's like, you know, you can do whatever you want with whomever you want as long as you're smart safe. And safe about it. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I went through like such a long time of what I call like a drought of every kind, you know, connection, relationships, like whatever, probably like the whole beginning of my early 30s. Like I didn't feel valuable. I didn't feel worthy. I didn't like, even though I was like doing online dating and stuff, like it just never, I had this bad attitude about it. Like it was just all this stuff, expectations of what it should be. Yeah. And like, I just wanted to have that like one relationship that was going to be like the end all be all. And like, that's just not, I don't know. I, so much in my brain has changed about that.
Yeah.
And
well, and just me, like it is worthiness.
I mean, yeah. It is, and men can do whatever the fuck they want. Like date multiple people, have sex with multiple people, like, you know, whatever. And I think for women, it's just sort of a different.
Yeah. Like even when I wasn't like didn't have a partner, just because I would like be open about sex and like how much I liked it.
Yeah.
I was sort of put into that slut category really early. And, you know, we've learned a lot about like owning your sexuality over, especially over the last 5 to 10 years.
Yep. Yep.
And how, you know, I thought of myself that way and I thought of it in a negative way.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden I was like, I don't need to be apologetic about this.
Right.
I can just be a sexual being and be like, just like, you know, paying my taxes and buying a car and raising my children.
Yep.
And like, you don't, like once you're a mom, it means like, there's this idea that it means like you don't have needs anymore or whatever. There's so many combinations of that stuff that are out there. You know, like even just wearing like when you're a mom, you're supposed to wear like
turtlenecks
that cover your body. And you know what I mean?
Turtlenecks and ankle length skirts. No.
It's so antiquated.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, I get a lot of I a lot of times people are like, I didn't know you were a mom. And anyone that knows me well knows that that's what I am first after myself.
Yep.
Like I take care of myself first. I'm not one of those moms that puts their kids first.
Right.
Sometimes you have to. But like anyone that knows me well knows that I'm a mom and that's the center of my universe. But anyone that doesn't. And I kind of love that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that idea that, you know, early on feeling shame over like wanting to have an orgasm.
Well, and I didn't even know. I mean, for so long, like I didn't even, like I wasn't even like awake to that. Like that's what's so crazy to me.
It's yeah. Like, that's like the, you know, I mean, it's so
missing out.
Yeah, it's so feels so good. It sets resets everything. It's like it lubes your joints, not yeah. just you know your groin, but like it's so good for your mental health. Yeah. Like the release of that tension and that like there's nothing to be ashamed of at all.
Right.
And I also you know grew up from in a Catholic family, you know, like kind of recovering Catholic, yeah. but that stuff is still there.
How does that even? I mean, why would that even be a thing? Like to not.
I have
yourself
no idea.
Pleasure like that. Like just because the Catholic priest can't do it doesn't mean.
But then we
well,
find out that they
do.
You
so,
know, that they're deviating in ways that are it's sometimes so illegal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So that it's such a hypocrisy that mm-hmm. way. But that it does make an impression no matter what. And there are parts of the church that I really love and miss, like the traditions and those things. But
yeah.
like the idea that a release of tension and like a feeling of intimacy towards someone or just loving yourself should be shameful is wrong.
Yeah.
And so terrible for, especially for women's psyches and self-love and self-worth.
Yeah.
And then you realize like if you are just like, if you're single or if you're not, don't have a sexual partner, like making yourself feel or making yourself orgasm, then you just like, well, every time I have sex with someone else, I should also do this.
Yeah.
That is like the biggest worthiness builder that yeah. I can think of. And, you know, just because it's easier for my partner right. to reach climax doesn't mean that I get to do it less.
Right.
You know,
right,
and that right. that's like standing like that's a really rooted sentence.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
So, and I know you're in you're just like riding your prime right now. No pun intended.
My God, it is. I was like, I need to make, actually, I think we mentioned this one other time, like Athena Pelton, who I think is so great, even though we've never met in real life. Can
yeah,
you believe it?
We haven't either.
Oh, what? We need to have like a I lady know. Date. Because
like
I
a whole day.
Yeah, I think she's so great.
We love you, Athena.
She did a drawing for me that we submitted to Cotton Bureau for a t-shirt that just said sexual prime. On it, which of course they didn't take because of the
yeah.
sexual part.
Awesome.
But I was like, we need to get these t-shirts printed.
She did that.
Yeah, I know.
My mantle
I look
for
at
me.
It every time I look at it. And yeah. I, sexual prime, I'm like, that is it right now. Like, I remember like one day I just like woke up and I was like, what? And I G-chatted my best friend, Sarah, and I was like, okay, this is like a real thing. She's like, yes, it is. It hit me at 35. What took you so long? I'm like, I don't know, but it is legit and it is here. And it is like insane. But like, okay, I have a question for you that I was thinking about as you were talking. Like, what do you think about, or what are your thoughts about? Because some relationships are emotional, some are sexual, some are both.
Yep.
Like, that yep. is a struggle I have too. Cause some people it's just like, there's like a pure sexual chemistry that is happening here. Probably nothing more than that. Like, mm-hmm. and like sometimes I think that's okay. Like
it's, oh my God. It's more than okay.
Thank you.
I found that right.
I do feel a little guilt about that.
Yeah. No, I think that, so I have two stories to share about that. So I found someone early on when I was, you know, before I met the boy's dad and, you know, settled down, got yeah. married, I had someone that was really safe that I had like this, just like,
yeah,
just clawed at him when it was in the same room. But I had like regular, you know, and mm-hmm. I was really young. It was young to have like a safe,
yeah, like
regular
kind
sexual
of,
partner. Yes. Yeah. And I was like the, you know, I don't know when that was, like mid-90s.
Yeah.
And so I had like, you know, this like, sort of like safe thing that it was like every, you know, like three, yep. four times a week or more. And it was fantastic. He was completely safe. He was, you know, great. Like ugh. I came every time and it was just like, you know, good night.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes I would stay over, but it wasn't like weird. You know, I would just have a cup of coffee and go or whatever. And then I had so I learned early that could be a really positive thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know that, I think that sometimes those stars have to align a little bit. We talked about this on a show a couple times ago. Like, you have to keep like doors open and keep like a little flirt going yep. on, I think.
Yeah.
But then I had, you know, when I had left the boy's dad and was sort of like in this like zone of, you know, I mean, really thought very honestly that I was is going to be me and the boys yeah. and my business. And then I would, my plan, my actual plan, and this isn't the first time I've said this out loud, but my actual plan was to just have that again.
Yeah.
Have like a regular
yeah, sexual an outlet.
Partner that I was going to have great sex a lot. And that was my plan.
And then, because like I wonder, because I'm like, when you do that, like, and I have done that, definitely. But like, does someone ever always develop feelings? Because I don't always develop feelings. Like, I can pretty much like separate that. You know,
I think that it requires heaps of honesty.
Yeah.
And like agreed. That sort of, you know, and then if they ask you to do something that, you know, is more of a couple thing, you can just assess at that time
how you feel about it.
Cause maybe it morphed. I mean, if it didn't, you'd be like,
I mean, cause every great relationship just starts with sex. I'm kidding. Some do, some don't.
Yeah, it's really about yeah. where like two people are on their path and like yes. meeting. Like sometimes it just works, and that's why I think like exposure and like keeping those little flirts on or doors yeah. open, like that's sort of I never like to shut those doors yeah. because, and it's like I love flirting still. Like I am a huge flirt, and I love the. And we've talked about this too, where I've converted like people that have asked me on dates, like in, yep. I'm like, well, obviously we have an attraction.
Right.
It can't be sexual because I'm in a relationship, a monogamous relationship, but can we convert it? And like, I've done that now successfully mm-hmm. a few times. And it's like, I didn't know I could do that. Yeah. I didn't like read a book about it. I was just like, but we have something that's cool.
Yeah.
Can we just not ever have sex and just like have a cool friendship or right. like a collaboration? It's fun. I mean, that's awesome. I recommend it. So I think
I don't know if I've ever successfully done that, but it sounds amazing.
You should.
Mostly because I just want to make out with everybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's a good release too. I love making out. It's so great, like breathing somebody's air.
Oh my God.
Blah, blah.
That was so, yeah. Oh.
So, and we veered a little bit, but I think in a good way. And I just wanted to come back to like happiness is the ultimate goal on earth.
Yeah.
We have like, I'm halfway through, maybe a little bit less, right?
Same, same, same.
So if it's just like, if it's not creating happiness or if it creates tension to think of being in a relationship right now.
Don't do it.
Yeah. And then like, I think you should be knocked off your feet. I think that...
Yeah.
It may not be what you expect, yes. quote unquote, knocked off your feet, but it would be like, boy, this is really sweet. And and like, it'll kind of, I think it would more take you by surprise than knock you off your feet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. In a good way. And it has that nice pull and safety feeling, like warmth and safe. And it makes you feel like more like yourself, or it brings out things that you yes. love about yourself that have been lost. Yeah. Aw.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep it up.
I'm
jealous.
Ugh.
That sounds like fun.
It's, yeah. Ugh.
You're working on it. You're working through it right now.
Oh my God. It is ridiculously fun.
I wouldn't give up what I had for anything, mm-mm. but it sounds like a lot
yeah,
of fun.
Yeah, it is. But like at the end of the day, it's like, you know, like we talked about earlier, I'm going to a wedding on Saturday, but by myself. So
right.
like it's like those things, you know, I would like to, but also, you know, like a guy I was dating a couple weeks ago and then he dumped me, which I was like, what? You don't get to dump me. I should dump you. which was just an ego bruise thing. But like he, you know, someone was asking me about him, if I wanted to be in a relationship with him. And I was like, no, I don't want to have the talk. I don't want to have the talk because that means I'm going to have to like say, we have to like define something, and I'm not interested in defining anything. Like, let's just.
Yeah. Well, if weddings are the only time where this is coming up, like,
yeah.
How many weddings do you go to? You know, like where you, I don't know, 2 to 4 a year. And then,
yeah.
And that's like, you know, that's
national
only
a holidays.
Tiny part of your life.
National holidays.
National holidays.
That's what I say. I always like to have a date for national holidays.
Yeah.
Like
going to the fireworks.
Arbor Day.
Arbor Day. Flag Day.
You know, yeah, like Boxing Day.
Wave your freak flag.
What's the new name for Christopher Columbus Day? Native or I forget what it is, but that's really insensitive to me. Veterans Day, Labor Day, you know, Memorial Day, sure. President's Day. I can name all the holidays. You even
look at you, Yom Kippur,
Rosh Hashanah,
El Eid.
also Ramadan.
Also Kwanzaa.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, that's a lot of dates. Okay.
There's so many.
A lot of dates.
There's so many to have a partner for nowadays.
So funny. Anyway. So yeah, I was looking up on the internet. There was a thing I just typed in. I typed in women who date more than one person. And like all these hilarious things came up. One of which was a WikiHow.
Oh my God. Amazing. Read it. Read
how
it.
To date more than one guy at a time, in parentheses, for women. Two methods, honest strategy and sneaky strategy, which if you gotta, we'll link to this because it was really hilarious. The sneaky strategy just made me laugh because it told you the things that you need. And it said this, it said you need a day planner.
Oh my God. I love the
list. A cell phone. Two email addresses and a good poker face.
That was even before the Lady Gaga song came out.
Poker face.
I love their little list. I love that it's made up of actual things. And then
the anime illustrations are hilarious. It also references avoid having a MySpace, which clearly relevant.
Right.
So, yeah.
Oh, Indigenous Peoples Day.
Thank you. I knew it was that, but I was like.
Thank Kyle.
Yeah.
Our producer.
Kyle.
Best producer in the world.
Yeah.
So you came in and I wore a dress last night that I bought that I wanted to wear to Mexico and didn't end up being able to wear it because I couldn't, it was too tight around my hips, which are like, I'm a super,
your hips don't lie.
I'm small. I'm a pear. Mm-hmm. So for those, you know, viewers at home.
Body type.
Right. Like I have boobs and then a small waist and then a really big booty and hips. Well, let's just be honest.
So much.
Like I've looked in a mirror.
I don't know what I am. I think I'm not really sure. I think I'm like a mix between all of them because there's nothing one thing that stands out. You know, like the apple was like around with skinny legs. And like then there's the pear. Then there's like the inverted, like this one.
Oh, right. Yep.
The triangle.
Yeah.
Inverted triangle.
Like really slim hips.
And yeah. But broad shoulders. And like, I don't. Yeah. I think I'm like a mix.
Yeah.
Of all of them.
Right. I'm a total, like, I have a defined.
Yeah.
I could never figure out the face shape one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes. I don't have a particular, like, I go to, like, look for, you know, like, what, you know, in style, like,
stuff.
The haircuts and the eye makeup and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I don't have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the heart-shaped Reese Witherspoon face.
Did you make a Bitmoji yet? Because, Bitmoji, yeah, okay. We're going to talk through Bitmoji. You have to, like, pick an avatar basically, and you go through like face shape, eye shape, like eyebrows, like the whole hair, everything, and you find one that looks like you.
Got it. Okay.
You make it, and so it's kind of the same thing because you're like, is that what I look like? So I'm pulling out my Bitmoji, and I'll take a screenshot of it so you guys can see it. But like, this is.
Oh, it looks like you. It also looks a little bit like Daria Morgendorfer.
I know. Daria is my idol. I love Daria.
I went for her. Last time I dressed up for Halloween, I was Daria.
No glasses.
We'll put that picture up on the... We'll put Jen's Bitmoji in my Daria Morgendorfer picture. Do you even Bitmoji? I like your arm. That's the way you looked when you, did that comedy routine after you started lifting.
Oh my God, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So you have to like go through and like make one that looks like you, and then it's like all these different.
We'll put those on things. Dinner.
Yeah, it's like kind of gross, and I only did it because I hated it, and people would send me Bitmojis, and
I did that one that came out that almost looked like it was like a little bit dotty. It was like pop art. Remember that one that came out a few years ago that everybody did?
Yeah,
I did that one. I can't remember. It's an app. I still have it on my phone.
Apps.
So,
I like apps. I like apps like nachos, you know?
Yeah, like chicken fingers.
Yep. like a
chicken toes,
like a nice like steak bite.
Yum.
I could go for
I like
right
food
now.
A lot.
I did too.
So I wore the dress last night.
Ah, back to the dress. Yes. And you were like, bumping. Look
well,
at me.
It was risky to put it on, right? It was risky. I saw it in my closet. Mm-hmm. We were going to a wedding that was just a reception.
Yeah.
And so we didn't want to, I knew it wouldn't be like super fancy. Same mm-hmm. as you. Like I didn't know it, yes. it wasn't going to be super fancy. So I was risky to put it on. Because it
just
made,
try it.
Right? So I put it on. I was like, whoa.
Isn't that the weirdest feeling when you, because you have all these clothes in your closet that you've worn at some time or like, you know, as women, I think we do dumb stuff where we buy things that don't fit because we think like eventually someday we'll be able to fit it or mm-hmm. whatever. And I had this pair of jeans, same thing. And like last summer, probably right around this same time frame from when you started the gym, you know, a few months, 3-4 months. After in
yeah
I remember I pulled on it was these jegging pants and that I they were too tight when I bought them but I was like oh someday I'm gonna and then I pulled them on and they fit and I remember I texted Hannah coach Hannah and I was like I just fit into these pants like thank you and she's like you know you did you don't have to thank me like you did the work like you did all the things right and you did you changed your habits and you changed your
you
like,
did the work
it you're to get your brain to fit around that and to like be able to have that dress on and like it fits
and it wasn't like tugging it all around my hips
yeah
so
awesome
insane like I know that I've been doing the work I've been showing up but yep. it's a completely different experience than I've yep. had before. So I did weigh myself this morning and I weigh myself quite often because I have a lot of weight to lose. Yeah. And so, and I don't have a number in mind. Yeah. I just really wanted to be able to move around more yeah. easily, but I've lost 30 pounds.
That is so awesome.
Which is a nice round number, right?
Oh my God. That's huge.
That's a lot. So I think of pounds in butter, yes. like the rectangle brick yeah. of Hope Creamery butter.
Oh my God.
So like thinking of like one under my left chin, one under my right chin, like 10 on my belly.
Yeah.
And like one, actually one, yep. in like half a pound in each of my breasts, which is okay.
Yeah.
But
in your
like
arms,
my arms are, like, yep. my arms look completely different. Yep. They look like
yep.
totally different. My, yep. and then I have like, I had this little pooch. I've never had fat ankles, but I'm glad. And I have small wrists.
Yeah.
But there, I had this little pooch like on lower than my calf.
Yeah.
So seriously, like a pound there. My hips are a lot slimmer.
Yeah.
And my butt is about the same size. I don't
Girl,
think
you
that's
don't
going
lose
anywhere.
That butt. Come on.
I
Squats.
Don't. I actually like, I've Squats. Really, I like, yeah, I like the way my butt, I really not days. Have a really hard time, but finding clothes and fitting into things. But boy, last night when I put that dress on and it fit the way it did, it was just a really concrete sign that I should continue working.
Yes.
And then I am just getting around easier. Oh my body
God.
Hurts a lot less.
Your skin looks great. Your coloring looks great.
Oh,
you have like a glow about you. And like, this is the thing about this journey is that weight loss is just sort of the added piece of it. Okay, like it's not, you're not setting out trying to lose weight. You're just, and that's exactly the same for me.
Yep.
Like it's a thing that you'd like to do, but it's not the main focus and it's not the main goal. And it's just like this added bonus of all the other stuff, which is the best part of it. And I think that's the most healthy way to do it. And you talked about like weighing yourself often. I weigh myself every day and I actually like over the summer, I kind of took a break from doing that. But like last February, to probably May, I weighed myself every day and I had this spreadsheet that I used that I just would put in my weight every day. And it wasn't like an obsessive compulsion thing.
Yeah.
It was just like our weight fluctuates so much over the course of a day. You know, the amount of water you're drinking. Have you gone to the bathroom? Have you eaten properly? Like all these things. And do you have your period? Like
yeah.
all these things.
Yep.
So it can really kind of mess with you if you just haphazardly sort of check in. That plus muscle mass, you know, all of these things. And so the spreadsheet that I use, I weigh every day at the same time, you know, when I get up in the morning, go to the bathroom, like before I take a shower, weigh myself. I just plug it into the spreadsheet. Yeah. And it tracks your weight, but then it also projects what your weight will be 10 days out. So you can actually see, even though your weight like bounces up and down every day a little bit, it shows you this 10-day forecast. You can actually see the weight going down.
Cool.
And so even though it changes every single day, yeah, you can see it. And so you're like, okay, I am making progress. And I got it from this guy who wrote a piece on Medium about losing weight with data. Like it was just data kind of situation, you know, obviously what he was doing in his life, but just tracking the weight. And so we can link to that. But if you want to use it, like I just have it on my phone in Google Sheets, and like every morning I just like plug in and
we'll link to that because I have like, I'm not obsessed with it either, but I find that if I see a move in the wrong direction, that it just aligns my thinking and my day to make the right choices again. Yeah. And like, I'm not right. Like I have a lot of weight to lose. And I don't have a specific number. I've already said that. I don't want people to think I do, but if I see it going in the wrong direction, I'm not worried about losing those 2 pounds again. I'm just thinking mostly about always heading in that like 10-day forecast.
Yeah.
And you know, when you make the bad choices but now the difference is I don't let it be a downward spiral of like 20 days of that.
Right.
I get right back on track. And then I see results the next day or the 2 days later.
Well, it was interesting. Like when I started tracking again, I had just jumped on the scale and it had been a while since I'd been on the scale. And I was like, oh, because it was a number that it was a lot higher than I had seen in like the last 6-7 months, basically. And so I was like, okay, girlfriend, time to reel things back on track. And it's not. And so like just being a little more conscious of food and like accountable to that and then weighing myself every day, like fell right off like 6-7 pounds in like 2 weeks.
It's just like in your brain. Yes. Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, there's factors that go into it, but, you know, drinking enough water, being conscious of the food you're eating. Like I use my Fitness Pal, which I kind of fell off a little bit this week, but like I don't beat myself up about that. But my Fitness Pal is nice because you can track, like if you can set the type of diet you want, like if it's protein, carb, fat, like what the percentages are. And whenever you put your food in, like it'll show you a snapshot of how your daily diet has broken into that based on your goals that you have.
Yes.
So it's macros basically. And like, that's cool. And like Lucia at our gym, you know, I'm going to meet with her. I think like mid October, I've got an appointment set with her just to like talk about food and make sure I'm doing, because I know I don't eat enough food. That's another thing. You got to eat a lot of food to lose weight. Like I know that sounds weird, and you need to drink a lot of water too, mm-hmm. because you have to have a place for the fat to leave you. Like you have to excrete.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dumb. But I mean, like when you lose weight, like the fat that you're losing, the weight that you're losing has to leave your body somehow.
Right.
So whether that's urinating or defecating, like it has to leave, like it doesn't
burned fat can actually leave too, breath.
Yes,
like learning how to breathe properly and breathing out.
Yes,
and I was like, what in the hell? That is so weird. I wish I could watch it leave my body.
Yes,
so I could swear at it.
Right,
you know,
but it's true. I mean, if you don't drink and eat enough food, like you don't go to the bathroom that much. You gotta be able to do that.
That's so true. I cannot tell you since the cleanse I did, that 2 week, I did the Lifetime Detox cleanse. It is so great. I recommend it for everyone. It's not about losing weight. It's about food sensitivities.
Yeah.
And then like once your body is working properly, you lose weight faster. So if you're eating like a ton of corn, even if it's not corn from a bag, like you're eating things that have mm-hmm. corn in them, like it turns out that when you eat a lot of corn, your particular body doesn't lose weight.
Wow. Do you know what I
mean? Yeah. It's so weird. It's like sensitivity. Yeah. So it's inflamed. It's not able to get stuff out.
Yes.
Yep. And so, or if you're sensitive to eggs, how like eating eggs.
Oh God, I love eggs.
If eggs are the first thing to hit your tummy in the morning, if you're sensitive to them, you will stay at the same weight. Even if you're used to eat Cheerios and now you're eating protein, which is better to eat first thing. And that was the biggest thing it taught me, is aligning those things and how it doesn't necessarily work how you think it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, I mean, I think, like when I stopped doing the cleanse, I had lost like 18 pounds in 2 weeks. And like then it levels out on that, you know, the next Monday or so, and you start to add things back because you're just you're hungry, you know, and your body is working so well because you're eating so much fiber.
Food. Talking about food right now.
But oh my gosh, yeah, it's so great. So I love the forecast idea. If you wouldn't mind sharing that, that would be awesome.
Of course.
The thing that I love the most about the gym and doing yoga and breathing and all the things I'm working on right now is like I'm meeting milestones that I'm not setting. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, oh, that's
pretty exciting.
Sort of so cool. Like,
and that's
not
like
even
a motivational
know.
Thing, right? I mean, like, and just like how we said, you didn't have like a set thing. You just wanted to be good to yourself.
I just wanted to get around easier with the boys and like I wanted to feel like
be a good mom, that you already are a great mom, but like a better mom. Like
Like not let the way the body, the pain I was feeling hold me back from just doing like really simple things like rolling down the side of a hill or being spontaneous or like going for an extra walk or hopping on my bike with them or because it does hold you back.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the thing people don't talk about with being heavy is that it your whole body hurts.
Yeah.
Like a lot. And I would say as much as 90% of the day, your body hurts.
Yeah.
And it's not even like your joints ache. It's like your skin and your whole like sort of space just hurts. And it's your body's just not meant to carry that much weight around.
Well, I did a blog post too, like maybe at the beginning of summer, some middle of summer or something about like how I used to have like a lot of like water retention that would sit in like, it was not, I drank enough water. I did, you know, all stuff, but your body just is not
stagnant.
Yeah. And like my ankles used to swell up like so terribly to when it got so hot out or whatever, like
when it was hot or when you would walk too much.
And it like your skin would just be so tight. And so, you know, and I had like multiple pairs of like compression socks and like, you know, I'm only 37 right now like that. And like in a year, the difference that that has made, because I remember last summer I would wear like long pants to the gym.
I remember
and
that
I would
post,
use compression socks even there because I just didn't know like what was going to happen. Like a year later, they're not even, I haven't even pulled them out.
Yeah, your body's just functioning so much
like so
more efficiently.
Yep, your what's the word I'm trying, like things are moving through your body, like your fluids are moving, your veins are healthier, you know, everything. And also just losing weight I think is a big catalyst to that too. Like your body isn't
the
like holding
in the way of that stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like to be able to just not have to think about that part, it's such a simple little tiny thing, but it's a huge deal. It's been good. I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you. And I don't mean that in like a condescending way. It's more like I know what
I don't take it that way.
I know, but people say, I'm so proud of you. And you're like, really?
That just came up someone said that being proud of someone means you had a part in what they did.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I mean it in such like a mother of the world way.
Like,
you know,
like beaming, like that is so cool that you did that. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So fun. And I'm sure we'll revisit this topic as we advance, but I would recommend at least starting to like do even restorative yoga and maybe consider doing like a week or 2 week long cleanse. If you're worried about starting, just start out so chill.
Yes.
And I did. And it's working. So let's do tweets of the week.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Love it.
I like when people are proud of me. It's nice.
Agreed.
I just saw this tweet. I had another one picked out, but I saw this one from Mandiapolis, I guess is a better way to say it. Mandy Lee on Twitter. She said, fried rice is really great when you want 2,000 of something.
Oh my God, so good.
That's a really well-composed.
How many
joke.
Pieces of rice? I love rice. I eat it all the time.
Yeah, but in like a cup of rice is...
Instead of 2,000 ice creams, you could have 2,000 rices.
I know. And I actually eat curry fried rice. I get it with extra chicken, extra vegetables.
Mm.
And it
from
is...
From where? Where do you
medium
get it?
Hot from Karta.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Medium hot is like on fire.
I got to go there.
Which is good for your...
sinuses,
everything. It's good for your gut, it's good for every curry is really good, especially that dark yellow color. So I love this. It speaks to me, and I'm relying on rice right now for like
A complex
it
carb.
It feels like fried rice feels like such a cheat food.
Oh,
it's where so like good. I used to have like Friday nights, we'd have like pizza. Well, I can't eat bread or cheese. So I would still eat it. And no wonder I was feeling so crappy. So fried rice, like any, it's my spirit animal.
My go-to food right now is white rice with either eggs, ground beef, or chicken and vegetables. Like all, like throw on a couple fried eggs and like mix it all with some vegetables and like some Cholula.
It reminds me of that. I love so that good. Yum yum bowl from.
Oh my god! I just ate there last week, and the Korean rib yum yum bowl.
With gosh!
The peanuts and the eggs and everything is so good.
Yeah. What's your tweet of the week, Jen?
My tweet of the week is from. So I love Bob's Burgers, which I know everybody does, but there is like a Tina parody account, and it's at Tina TBH. To be honest.
Love it.
And it just cracked me up this morning because it said, my neutral expression makes me look like I'm always in a bad mood, which is convenient because that's usually true. I was like, I just think of Tina. And what's funny is, okay, so Tina, the guy who does Tina's voice for Bob's Burgers, his wife is a stand-up comedian, Margie Mintz. And I performed with her out in Boston a few years ago.
Nice.
So it's just like we're Facebook friends. And it's so funny to see like all of her cool pictures from like all the awards that Bob's Burgers gets, and her husband actually kind of looks like Tina. It's a real, I mean, we'll link to a picture, but it's super interesting.
Wow. Like once they, did they know they cast his voice and then?
I don't know the story, the dynamic, but it's super funny.
Cute.
It's super funny.
Love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us today.
You're the best.
You are. You are.
You are.
Aw.
You are. This is Jen, and you can find me on Twitter at Jen Shaw. I'm going to tweet more. I got to tweet more. I've been falling off the Twitter wagon. I got to tweet more. So you
I
can
love
find
a new
there.
Tweet.
Or you can find me on the internet at jenshaw.com.
And this is Kate, and you can find me on Twitter at CleverKate, or you could find me on the internet at clever-kate.com. You can find this podcast on mathishard.net. Or anywhere you listen to podcasts, including iTunes.
XOXO.
JK.